Welcome back to A Better Love. I'm your host, Dr. Greg. Today, we're going to be answering a TikTok question about midlife and what that period of time might mean for our relationships. So stay tuned for that episode. Before we get to that information, I want to quickly plug our episode with Dr. Jenica that's coming up hopefully tomorrow. I'll be dropping that tomorrow. And that is going to be about love languages and choosing a really awesome gift for our partner based on the way in which they want to be loved. So stay tuned for that. If you're between the age of 40 and 59, it's a pivotal time, and it's often been seen in slightly distorted ways based on this idea that it's developmentally normal for folks to have crises. The most important part of what my listener shared was that her husband of 25 years was using that language. So it's an element of a healthy relationship that you are creating shared meaning together, that you're not living separate lives with separate narratives, but that in fact, you're making meaning of what comes up for you in your life, professionally, personally, in your marriage, in your relationship, that you're making meaning of that together. So you're consistently talking about stuff and sharing feelings and thoughts about your experience from day-to-day life, right? It doesn't need to be complicated. It just needs to be the case that you're keeping each other updated on what stuff means to you. And if it is the case that you are experiencing a slight dip in your mood during this period of life, and it may not seem familiar to you, we see a bunch of data out there suggesting there is a slight dip in mood during this period of time that ends up going back up and higher when we reach past 50 into our 60s and 70s. Not all people, many people. What it is not is a clear indication of crisis. What it is a call for you and your partner to attend to whatever's coming up for you. If we're focused on getting educational attainment and professional attainment for most of our younger years, into our 20s and 30s, then it's in our 40s and 50s that it ends up being the case for lots and lots of people that you've basically arrived by the time you've hit that age. Maybe if that's not you, right? If you've had a dream and aspiration and you've been seeking it and pursuing it consistently and you haven't reached it yet, then, keep pursuing it, keep reaching it, not with angst in your heart, but in a desire to live your authentic life. That's okay. But what we often see in the middle age years is that when folks kind of reach that place, they're probably the smartest they've ever been, the most knowledgeable they've ever been about the area that they've invested the most amount of time in. And they've reached some, like I said, a pinnacle. Perhaps they're financially stable. Perhaps they've been in a long-term relationship for a while. Perhaps they have kids who are in college or already graduated college. And so it's important to make meaning of what that transition is, that bridge between your younger years and your older years, which will both be distinct from each other in terms of the seasons of your life. And so what you ought not to expect is some kind of consistent, persistent crisis that requires you to make drastic changes in your life, right? There ought to also be a normalization that during this period of time, our bodies are changing. Our appearance is changing. The rate in which we heal is changing, right? So aches and pains and all sorts of stuff become more normal appearances for many folks. And to the degree that you're taking care of yourself in a consistent way and living as healthy of a lifestyle as you can, whatever that means for you, with your partner, making good decisions in that regard, nutrition and exercise and sleep and all the things to, regulate stress levels, which tend to be pretty high during this period of life. All of these things are important investments to make in your love, whether you're 20, 30, 40, 50, 70, whatever. To be in a growth mindset is a cool place to be. And so focus on the present. Stay mindful of all of the beautiful things that you can be grateful and thankful for in your love and in your life. That's all I got on this. There's plenty more to talk about midlife stuff, so stay tuned for future episodes. We'll definitely come back to this topic. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. And definitely ask your questions to me, Dr. Greg, at A Better Love Project on TikTok and Instagram. Until tomorrow, love each other fiercely.